Hey guys, it's Chaya, and I have an episode for you today like no other. I sat back and after last episode of how to create everlasting change, I really sat back and I thought to myself, how do we create everlasting change? Like, I've been doing it, I'm proof of it, but how can I simplify it so simple that you know the steps I took? You see, I was playing around until I found these steps, but maybe you don't have to. Maybe you can take what I did and just recreate it, copy it. You know, because that's what I'm doing today. I'm copying what I did originally, what changed my life, what shifted me from being a drug addict, an alcoholic, and literally in bed all day watching TV. You know, and I'm taking what I did then to completely stop on my own, completely just disconnect from the whole past and create a new future and create a everlasting change so I don't have to worry about going back there. And I'm recreating that consistently to keep going, to have everlasting change, to have the life I dream of, to have the kids I dream of, the family, the house, everything I dream of. And yet, yesterday was the first time I finally sat down. I said, oh my God, I have to make this simple so that you guys can understand how I did this, how I'm doing it, and you guys can do it too. So if you're here right now, there is some part of you that's unhappy with your life. And the previous episode was all about that, you know, really recognizing that you are called for more. There's a part inside of you that screams. And it screams and it begs you to listen and it tells you how you were called for more, right? So how about we don't silence that part? How about we don't beat ourselves up for not listening to it earlier, but we finally listen and we hear it and we allow ourselves to be unhappy. We tolerate the unhappiness with our lives. We tolerate it without beating on ourselves and saying how stupid we are, which is what we usually tend to do. How about we just focus on our lives and how unhappy we are, and then we go to step two. So I broke it down. I simplified it to six steps. These are the six simple steps that if you follow them, I guarantee you in a year from now, your life will not look like it does today. In fact, you'll be shocked. And I know that because a year ago today, I made a decision that changed my life. Did I think I was going to get further? 100%. Tony Robbins says, we overestimate what we'll do in a year and we underestimate what we'll do in a decade. Do I think that I've gained stuff that I couldn't have dreamt of a year ago? 100%. So my brain completely shifted and evolved and got bigger and so much stronger. And I want to give you the gift of being able to do that too, of completely changing your life to a whole new reality. I met the love of my life in this year. We're getting married soon. And I literally, I can't even tell you, that was a really long journey, that alone. But right now, what is step number two? Step number one is recognizing how unhappy you are with your life. What's step number two? Step number two is visualizing what it is that you want. Making it so attractive that all you can do is think about it. And you want to make it so strong that you can actually go into it. And whenever it gets really rough, I'm not kidding, I jump there. And so much so that I've been learning how to not do that only because it kind of became a medicator. Like if the present isn't so good, I just kind of go to that future and it's, oh my God, guys, so amazing. But rather have that problem because most of us don't have. I mean, you tell me, do you have a future, a vision of a future that you can literally walk into right now and you can feel it and see it? And if your answer is no, let's create it right now. Okay, let's create it right now. Whether you're driving or you're sitting, if you're able to actually close your eyes, do this with me. If you're just driving, please listen and let your body hear this and feel this and really create that attraction to that future. And I want you to know that the reason this has to come second and not first is because we don't want you to settle back and be okay with where you are right now. Now, that doesn't mean
be unhappy to the point where you're literally, you know, depressed and sad. And that was explained in the previous episode, how to do this in a proper way. But you really don't want to just kind of settle back into being okay with where you're at. We want to allow the unhappiness to be the thing that drives you towards that vision that you have, that beautiful vision that we're about to create. So let's do this. So if you're able to, close your eyes and allow yourself to relax fully. Allow yourself to be quiet, to let all the thoughts kind of just roll on by, and allow yourself to become completely connected to the universe. Allow the ground underneath you to hold you and the sky above you to just hug you with warmth and kindness. Imagine a white light from the top of the sky all the way to the top of your head, just coming in and washing over you, healing all the parts of you that need healing, and making you stronger in all the areas that you need strength, igniting your courage, your compassion, your love. And as it goes down to your feet, see how it comes from the middle of the earth all the way back into your body, up your feet, up your waist, your hands, your chest, your head, and all the way back up to the sky. And allow yourself now to breathe calmly through this. And while you're visualizing that, I want to invite you, but the part of you that's the real you, the truth teller, the truth seeker, I want to invite you to tell us, to tell you what it is that you came here to do. Create a vision that's so strong that all you can do is want it. So the truth seeker, please, I invite you right now to see the truth. And the truth teller, I want to invite you right now to tell the truth. Tell the truth of where we're meant to go. Tell the truth of what we're meant to do and how we're going to feel. And I want to invite you to take a deep breath and see a future without limitations, without wondering how you're going to get there. Just see the future. See the place you're in. See that future. And I want you to walk into that future, though. Be the future you for a few moments. And see what you're doing, what you're busy with, how happy you are. See the enjoyment you can have. See the family you're around, the people you're around. See everything that waits for you. And your mind might try to play games with you, and that's why I invited the truth teller to tell you. And you can invite your truth teller to tell you what is the truth of why you're here. Because there's something bigger at play. Let's invite that in right now. And I'm going to give you a moment of silence just to literally be the painter of your image, of your future. Paint the walls around you. Paint everything around you. Be the creator of that image. See what's around you. See the people, see the place. And see most of all what's going on inside of you. Now, I want to invite you to come up with two words to describe how you're feeling. Two words to describe what's going on inside. Because what's going on inside is the most important part of it. And I would like to know, I would like you to know what it is that you're going for. And those words can be, you know, love, compassion, freedom, fulfillment, and many more. Invite that word. Or two, or if you have more, invite it in. And I want you to take a moment and allow the future you to tell you the truth about you. Allow the future you to tell you perhaps you're stronger than you think, or it's gonna be okay, or just keep going, or whatever that sentence is. So not only have that image of the future with those words of what you'll feel and knowing how that feeling is so you can easily access it at any point and become attracted to it with everything you've got, but let's have that sentence so when it gets hard, you can hear your future you telling you this and telling you, urging you to continue. So what is that? What is that sentence? And when you're ready, it's time for us to say goodbye for now. But make sure you notice the path that you took to get there and how easy it is to come back so that you can remember this again. And you can visit this and make it stronger. Because the more times you visit it, the more of an attraction you have to it, the quicker it's going to show up at your doorsteps. The quicker you're going to be in that image, in that memory that you just had, that's going to be a memory one day. Isn't it exciting? So let's make it so attractive and so easy to get there so that you can actually get there faster. So slowly we're going to start coming back into our body. Back into our body. Slowly, slowly, slowly. And until you're fully back in. Maybe you want to shake out a little bit or stretch if it felt tight, if you feel like you need to. And now that you're back, how does it feel? How does it feel to have this beautiful, amazing image? Where did you go to? I urge you to write it down. I've written it down so many times that it felt literally, it feels like I'm just adding to the story and it's becoming more and more real. And you know, and I've already hit some of my goals. And the bigger ones are really getting exciting because I know I'm going to hit them too. So the more you actually move forward on this, just so you know, the quicker you're going to get there. So I urge you to take a pen and paper and write it down. But if you're driving, you're not able to do it right now. My question to you is, answer this to yourself. How exciting would it be if you can actually get there? How much do you want it? You see, either I can beat you up about where you're at, or I can get you to realize how exciting it is where you're going to go. Now, we're going to have to do a little bit of both, but I want to urge you to constantly lead with the place you want to go rather than the beating, because the threat might work for a while. It might help you for a few minutes, but in the long run, it won't. In the long run, you actually really need that excitement and that attraction towards something in order to get yourself really moving forward. That's just how it works. So, like we said, step one is becoming unhappy. That way you actually are ready to change. Because if you're not unhappy, then why would you even look for more? But once you're unhappy, now we got to show ourselves why we're unhappy. What is it that we're excited about? What is it that we're not living into? What is it that we want more than anything? And literally, this way we light the fire underneath us and we put the exciting, like the candy in front of us, so it's easier to move forward. And my goal is to make this as simple as possible, to move as fast as possible. And I hope you join me for the next 4 days to break it down on how the next four steps of how do we actually take it to the next level? How do we actually turn it into everlasting change? These small little segments, how do we turn it into everlasting change? All right, it's Chaya Shimon here. Go check me out on Instagram or Facebook and reach out if you got any questions. I'm here and I'm really grateful that you trust me and you trust me with your time and give me the opportunity to share with you what I worked so hard to learn. Have a great day.